I just mentioned to the children that faith is something that is inside of us that we all need to have. It's something that grows in us. It's not something that, boom, it's there. And for some people, maybe it does seem like they've always just had it, and it's very simple for them to have faith. And some people maybe struggle a bit with the whole idea of faith. You can even come to church and still be struggling with faith, because we come to church for a lot of reasons, but hopefully one of the purposes of church is to help us grow in our faith. We don't come to church only because we already have faith. We come because we want our faith to grow, and so part of church is worshiping the Lord, and part of church is learning how to grow in our faith. And I was just thinking, I wanted to share with you, as I shared with the kids, we need to have faith, but then I thought it'd be helpful if I mentioned something about, well, then how do we grow in our faith? How does that work? And faith is more than just believing. Believing is a part of it, but it's not the whole thing. And I wanted just to read you a couple things from the fathers. This is from Abba Poimen. He was an abbot, a monk in the Egyptian desert many, many centuries ago. And one of his monks went up to him and said, "Abba, give me a word." That's what they used to say. Give me a word. That means, tell me something that will be helpful for my soul. Give me a word. And so Abba Poimen said, "As far as you can, do some manual work so as to be able to give to those in need. For it is written that alms, giving charity, and faith purify from sin." The brother said, "What is faith?" The old man said, "Faith is to live humbly and to help the needy." So here we have this monk asking Abba Poimen, "Tell me something helpful." And Abba Poimen says, "You need to work." He says, "Do some manual work so that you can help those in need." So you're making some money with your work, not just for yourself, but to help others. And this helps us in our faith. What is faith? To live humbly and to help the needy. This is his answer for faith. It's interesting here. Faith, according to Abba Poimen, is connected with doing good things for others. You can't have faith without the idea of doing good things for others. And I believe doing good things for others helps us increase our faith. When we are loving, when we are charitable, we are doing things that increase our faith. It's kind of like growing a plant. I want to grow the plant. I can't really make the plant grow. The plant grows because of the sun, because of the moisture, because of all these things. I can't will the plant to grow, but what I can do is prepare the area where the plant is so the right conditions are there for the plant to grow. And so when the right conditions are there, it's good soil, the water, the soil is moistened properly, then the sun and can do its work, and what's innate inside the seed can do its work, and it begins to grow. The farmer, the gardener, is not making it grow. That's kind of already in there, but he's making the conditions right so growth is possible. It's the same thing with faith. We need to make those conditions proper for our souls so that faith, which is built in, God made us to grow in faith will start happening. And this happens, making our souls prepared happens when we care for each other, when we do good things for each other. If you remember in the epistle that we just heard, St. Paul was very concerned about the church in Corinth. They were thinking that they were all set, that they didn't have anything else they had to learn. And so he says, oh, I wish we were as wise as you. Paul was being a bit sarcastic in today's epistle reading. If you look at it again, sometimes we read it and we say, oh, they must have been very holy because Paul is saying, you're so holy and we're so wretched. He's actually being kind of sarcastic. He's telling them, you're not. And then he goes to say, this is what we've been doing. We have been preaching to all people. We travel here and there. We are persecuted, but we endure. He's talking about the things he does. It's the things that he does that shows that he's an apostle. And really, as Christians, it's the things that we do, how we relate to each other, that increase our faith, that help us to grow as Christians. And let me mention what St. Maximus the Confessor said. As the memory of fire does not warm the body, can you picture that? You're cold. You don't get too cold down here, but where I was in Louisville or where I grew up in Boston, it gets cold. He says, the memory of fire doesn't warm the body. So if you're really cold and you just start thinking about, oh, I remember that time I was sitting by a nice fire, that's not going to warm you. The memory of fire does not warm the body. So faith without love does not bring about the illumination of knowledge in the soul. So faith is connected to love, how we relate to each other. When we relate to each other properly, that nurtures our faith and helps our faith to grow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is in our midst.